lost. Absolutely lost here at the moment. So much emotion. We're coming up now to the third anniversary. It's been a tough year. We've seen planning applications been passed. We've seen it been turned down by Borough Planning. We have promises made to us. We have seen people make statements that council is in direct engagement with us as families, and nothing will be further from the truth. And today, really, part of that is to set the record straight.
What's happened is the council has effectively passed a motion that it will issue compulsory purchase orders and seek to purchase that land, and then in consultation with the families decide what to do with that land in terms of creating a memorial. What the chief executive has told the council today is effectively he is not convinced that legally the council can pursue a CPO, that the council will have the justification to do that. That potentially could leave this in limbo.
Well, by his own admission in there, Donal, it was stated that a compulsory purchase order of another piece of ground to turn it into a park was different to what we want or what we believe or what we would like to see in Chrysler for the community, for the families, for anybody who's affected. We're not looking to put a lock and chain on that piece of ground. We want to see it turned into something that has a memorial on it, that we can go and visit, that we can go and sit down, that we can pay our respects. I can sit beside the point where Lona took her last breath, and the community can enjoy it as a whole.
The council is speaking about having a workshop, and it's been liaising with families. It says some families have met them, some haven't done so yet. They're waiting until after the anniversary. Have you had a direct conversation with council and council officials about this?
No. We have been contacted by a third party in representation of Donegal County Council. We have not, myself and my family, and I'm sure that some of the families, have not been directly engaged by Donegal County Council. And I do not understand why that cannot happen and why it hasn't happened.
If you are asked to participate in a workshop in the coming weeks, will you do so?
As long as the attitude and the atmosphere isn't like what it has been here today, and the people are willing to talk and cooperate and just not leave it in such a way that this can't happen.
Do you take some solace from the fact that in July this motion was moved and it was slightly left on the long finger? Now this motion has been moved again. It has passed. The council, have the members of Donegal County Council, have gone, rode in behind Thomas Sean Devine's motion. From that point of view, does that say to you that at least the members, elected members of Donegal County Council, care enough about you and your situation to pass that motion today?
I made a statement in there today, Donal, I'm going to stand by it, that I've lost faith and Donegal County Council, because we had come here today as the people that have lost loved ones, the affected people. We had come here today, and I do believe by us being here today that that pressure has been applied to them agreeing to that motion.
Does that then say that the more involved the families are and the more visible the families are, the closer you get to raising and meeting your objectives?
To a certain degree, and it also means that we are now starting to be included.
Is today a turning point?
Oh, without a doubt.